Yehuda Steinberg, Parshas Bamidbar.
You will find out if you belong to the
I'd like to speak about what we can learn from Rus, an oracle from the Megillas Rus. I saw recently a nice word from a Moshe Mikobrin. It's good to hear it. It was words in the Beis HaMedrash, Shavuos by night, and there was a person sitting there trying to learn. And every few minutes, he would fall asleep. As he would fall asleep, he would wake himself up and say, Otot, shortly, you're going to die? And what are you going to say in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And he would wake himself up, start learning for another 2 minutes, and fall asleep again, and then say, oh, you're going to die, what's going to happen? So Rosh Mikobrin came up to him and he said to him, very nice what you're doing, but you're not really doing it correctly. You should be saying to yourself, Otot, I'm going to die, I have to learn. Otot, I'm alive, Kihem Chayenu, I have to learn. It's very nice, it's a nice zog. Sometimes a person thinks that we learn because Otot, who knows what's going to happen to us? No. We learn because Kihem Chayenu, this is what gives us our life. This is our chiyus. That is why we should be learning. So,
the worst part of death is you think about all your life.
The Medrash says, "Habegila azeh v'ein bo lo yisa, v'lo heta, v'tumah, v'lo taro." There's no yisa, v'lo heta, v'lo tumah, v'lo taro. V'lo manichtevo, ele lo yidia aschon shogim lechasodim. To tell you the schar of those who do chesed. Let's say briefly in the Kuda as follows. In the Megillah, there are two important people mentioned in the Megillah. One was Elimelech and one was Rus. Elimelech had the best yichus a person could ever hope for. He was descended from Nachshon ben Aminadov, from Shevet Yehuda, Potiphar the Frosim, Rashid Loshel Chashivos, he was a nobleman. The reason he was called Elimelech was Eli Malchus, Eli Melech. He thought that he deserved to be king. Pashtus, he deserved to be king. He was about to be the king of Klal Yisrael. He was a very, very wealthy person. He had enough money in his chesed to support the whole of his lechem Yehuda for 10 years. He was extremely wealthy, the pasuk before. He had sons, as it says in the Megillah, and Medrash says he had daughters as well. And his wife was expecting another baby. Elimelech had it all. He had money, yichus, a wonderful family. And the Maisa, there's nothing left from Elimelech. He died penniless, without his children were nifter, his wife miscarried. And there's nobody left alive today who comes from Elimelech. His entire family was wiped out. There's nothing left, unfortunately, from Elimelech. The one Elimelech, the one who was going to be king. Rus, on the other hand, was an exact opposite situation. She had the worst yichus a person could ever hope for. She was a geyeres. And she was a geyeres from Moab. Moab was a nation that Klal Yisrael hated. They were a nation that tried to destroy Klal Yisrael by being machshel them with the daughters of Moab. And the pasuk in Melachim describes as a nation which is the Russian Te'evo. Te'evo, they hated. Not only were they hated Moab, but a big chedek of Klal Yisrael thought that Moab was osa, geyeres from Moab is osa, because the pasuk says the Yovei Amoidim Moabim B'Kal Hashem. What they did not know was it was only for the male, not the female. But the fact is, they thought a big chedek of Klal Yisrael, even hundreds of years later, thought that she was osa to marry a yid. It is fascinating that when David HaMelech ran away from his son Avshalom, Shimi ben Gera came out to curse him, and the Gemara in Shabbos says, how did he curse him? And one of the things that Shimon ben Gera said to David HaMelech is Moav yato, you come from Moav. It's a fascinating thing. It was hundreds of years later. You come from Moav. That was a pagam. It was a nation which was a geyeres from a nation which was despised, halachically problematic. She was penniless.
The post says, "Vatelachdo baderech," and the Medrash explains that they had to walk barefoot, and every step hurt her. She had nothing. She had no money. The Medrash also says she was an akor. It's mivur from the post. But yitin lo Hashem hevoin. Hashem had to make a nest that she was expecting, and she was 40-year-old woman who had nothing, no yichus, no money, no future pashtos. And from Rus comes came Dovid HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech. And we don't know who Melech HaMashiach is. The Chasam Sefer says that in every day there is a Melech HaMashiach. We don't know who he is, but we know one thing about him. He's descended from Mus. If you think about it, it's almost hard to imagine. Rabbi Yehuda Anossi, the Hillel, Shun Gamliel, Ravashi, all the people that we know of, the Gresteg, Manhigim of Klal Yisrael, all came from Mus. So they all came, descended from Dovid HaMelech, who came from Mus. As it's an amazing thing to think about how Rus became the pillar of Klal Yisrael. Ema Malchus, the Gemara of Vasa says she was. And what was the difference between Elimelech and Rus? Was Elimelech, when he had the opportunity to do chesed, he ran away. And even though there are many excuses and he had many reasons, but the fact is he had the opportunity to do chesed and he left it. And when Rus had the opportunity to do chesed, she ran, she pushed herself to do it. That is what the Medrash means, the idea is chon shugim nechasodim. So Moedekah, the person thinks about this. Listen, it's as you say, nowadays without protection you can't do anything. If you've got no money or no yichus, you can't do anything. And it's hard to argue with such a person. A person is in a bitter situation, not much one can say. But if you think about it, the lesson of Rus is that's not true. That if a person is made an effort to do what Hashem wants, to chesed for Klal Yisrael, then Akshvokh will find a way to find them a Yeshua that they will be successful. The Murdek had gone in Rus, that when Nomi came back, she said to me, "Don't call me Nomi, call me Moro, ki yotza biyad Hashem." She said, "Dech Adam," she says, "Adi meleo halachti, I went full, veveka meshivadi Hashem." Meleo means full in every sense of the word. She had everything. Veveka means empty. She had nothing. Why? Ki yotze biyad Hashem. And the Gaon points out, it's famous in the Kuddah, that the name of Hashem sometimes comes as Yudke Vovke and sometimes as Elohim. And when it's Yudke Vovke, it's Midas Oracha name, the Midas Akshvochu's mercy, how Akshvochu cares and forgives and he's kind. That's Midas Oracha name. And sometimes it comes Midas Elohim. So when Nomi is talking about the fact that Hashem punished her, Faith the Gaon, what should she have said? She should have said, Ki yotze biyad Elohim. But she doesn't say that. She says, "Ki yotze bi yad Hashem." Yad Hashem came out against me. And the Gaon says like this, that sometimes Hashem punishes because Midas HaDin is tevea. Midas HaDin says, you need to deserve, a person deserves punishment. He says, sometimes Midas HaRachamim is tevea, punishment. If a person behaves with a lack of kindness, so the Midas HaChesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this person deserves to be punished. Like a father who loves his child a very, very lot. And if somebody hurts his child, which midah makes him want to stop the person, to punish the person? The very love that he has for his child forces him, the kindness that he has for his child wants him to stop the bullying happening. So the kindness, the midah of chesed, is to bear punishment. Says the Gaon, that if a person is being nitvali de midas adin, there's always hope. Maybe Rachamim will overcome, so you can dive into the middle of Rachamim. But if the middle of Rachamim is Tevea Din, if a person behaved in a way that the Shvokhus Bidas Rachamim is saying you deserve to be punished because you're being unkind, then there's no hope. And that's when a person behaves with a lack of chesed. Ki Yotzebi Yad Hashem. Even the Yad Hashem, even the Yad of Rachamim is Yotzebi. And that's why she said, don't call me Nomi, call me more bitter, because this is what I deserve, because I stopped doing chesed. There's a Rosh HaKoilel in Eretz Yisrael called Rabbi Yosef Rappaport. He's the head of a very big Koilel in Bnei Brak. It's a quite famous Koilel in Bnei Brak. He has not so well known. So he says, he was speaking recently, and he said a story. It's actually quite, it might be well known. It's important. He says, from chesed you don't lose out. He says, he was a Rav in Yerushalayim called the Rosenthal. He wasn't well, and he needed to go to America for treatment. So what happened was, the family knew that his flight was early in the day. So therefore they said that after midnight, the night before he goes,
nobody can come into the house. He was a Rav who many people would come to him day and night to ask him for favors, and he was Yodua as a big Baal Chesed. And therefore what happened was people would come to him all times, all hours of the night. So they said the night before he flies, till midnight v'zohu. After midnight he has to be left alone. Sure enough, 5 minutes after midnight, somebody knocks on the door. They've got a child who needs help to get into a certain institution. Can he write a letter of Amlotza that he should get in? So, he needs to get into a medical institution. The child needs to get into a medical institution somewhere, and therefore can he write an Amlotza? So the family said, no, he's gone to rest, but the Rosenthal heard, so he quickly came. He said, no, I'll sit down and write. And they sat down and started writing, and the family said to him, what's going on? Didn't you know you've got a flight to catch in a few hours? Anybody can write the Amlotza, you should go to a different Rav, a different Talmud Chacham, why does he have to come to you? He said, from Chesed we don't lose. From Chesed we don't lose. So he sat there that night, he wrote the Amlotza, the person took it, was very grateful, and sure enough, a few hours later, he took his flight to America for his treatment. When he was there, it took time, for a few weeks, a few months, and they said to him, he needs a particular kind of treatment, but it's going to be extremely, extremely expensive. But they said that sometimes for VIPs, for very important people, what happens is they give a special reduction. But the only way to do it is if you speak to the manager, the menahel of the Beit HaChulim, the manager of the hospital, see if he'll give you a reduction. So finally he comes in, gets an appointment with him, and as he walks in, the person says, Rosenthal, the name is recognizable to me. How? And he thinks, and eventually he says, ah, I saw a letter of recommendation from a Chavar Knesset, and a member of parliament, had added the letter from Rav Rosenthal to his letter, asking that this hospital manager should help. And he said, I'm adding to you a letter from a Rav who lives in Eretz Yisrael, who is a huge Talmud Chacham and very, very well known. He says, that's where I recognize the name from. It's such an important person that a member of parliament in Eretz Yisrael adds your letter to his letter of recommendation, so therefore he must be, and he straight away gave him a huge reduction in the bill. This last thing he did as he was leaving to go to his treatment was what saved him a huge financial expense. So he said of Yusuf Apport, who was giving over this, the Rosh Kohen Levak was giving over this story. He said that evening somebody asked him that since he's walking home from his kollel to his house, he has a tape. Please can he take the tape and drop it off by a neighbor next to his house? There's no trouble whatsoever, it's a light thing. So he started walking home and he forgot the tape in the kollel. As he was walking, he thought to himself, it's 11 o'clock at night, he was very tired. I'll do it another day. Then he thought to himself, that from Chesed we don't lose. From Chesed we don't lose. So he retraced his steps, went back to the kollel as exhausted as he was. And he found the tape, started walking. As he left the building the second time, somebody drove up and said, oh, I'm going to your house, do you want a lift? So he ended up getting home even earlier than had he not gone back. But that's the lesson of the Chesed over here. It's a very, very important message. The contrast, the tremendous contrast between Elimelech and Rus. That Elimelech lost everything and Rus gained everything. That is the lesson of the Megillah. I'd like to speak about Orpah. Orpah's not so analyzed. And Bemis has a lot to learn from her as well. Orpah was registered as a sister of Rus. She was certainly a sister-in-law of Rus. She also acted with chesed towards Naomi. Naomi said to her, Yishalem Hashem Roch, Hashem should pay you to you, because both of you behaved with chesed towards me. And she walked, the Medrash says, 4 mil, that's 4 kilometers with Naomi. And she cried. She wanted to help her. But in the end, Orpah Lemaisa didn't make it. She gave up. She decided that she doesn't want to continue. And the Medrash says that night she came back and she was Mezana with 100 men and one dog. And from her was born Golias. Not just Golias, the Medrash says other infamous people like Golias. What did you press this off? So, it's a murder because I have to think about it. That Orpah was almost there. Orpah was almost there. She walked with Rus. It's an interesting nekuda agav. The Medrash says that she cried four tears with Naomi. And for those four tears, she was zeichet to have four sons who were giants, and one of them was Golis. We might not think having a son like Golis is such a chesed, it's such a reward. We must remember that Shvoch who pays a person with the currency that that person appreciates. For her to have a son, four sons like Golis, would be like the modern day equivalent of a Galician woman having four sons that win the golden Olympics, their gold medal in the Olympics, or become presidents of the United States. Imagine a person with their four sons, each one president of another country. For a Galician woman, that would be, you know, the best reward she could possibly imagine. Almost, she cried four tears with Naomi. Four tears. And for those four tears, she was zeichet to tremendous chah. It's also a musig, a lesson in chesed. Every tear that sympathy that a person has for another person, we can't be mishaya, we have no imagination how great the schar is. What the schar shouldn't be to get God just to get schar like doing that. But the Meister, we see the musig of how great the schar is. But the kasha, the big kasha is that what happened to Orpah suddenly? You're walking with Naomi, you're almost there, and now suddenly, it didn't work out, and you go back and you resign. What happened? What happened to Orpah? Chaim Kaufman used to talk about the fact that whenever there's an opportunity for greatness to steig, there's also an opportunity to fall. It's like climbing a mountain. You can get a steep mountain, you can get very high. At the same time, there's a tremendous potential to fall. So it's the same thing with different times in the year. Shavuos, the Moshe, the time of Bliskin steig, the Dam for Torah, Batzloch in Torah. And it's also the Yitzhahor works connected to try and pull a person down, because Zeru Mazer Bo Alekim. All poles are we here close to becoming a chelik of Klal Yisrael, a chelik of the family of Naomi. And she gave it up. And what happened was, at the same time, there was that Yitzhahor pulling her the other way. Because a person had the opportunity to steig, and there's an opportunity to steig, and she didn't, that's why she fell. It's a lesson. There's a famous Ran, Joshua Ran, where he talks about the fact that being close to a tzaddik helps a person steig a very long time. When a person gets close to a tzaddik, it elevates a person. Say the Knesset Yisrael, and he suggests as follows. He says that Orpah had been living with Naomi for many years, and she had steiged a very, very lot. But now she left Naomi. Once she left Naomi, was like her lifeline, her platform, what she had kept her steiging, had been pulled away from her. So now she fell. He says the nekuda is that when she was next to Naomi, she did not internalize the greatness. It was just the greatness, the steiging, which happened binas benachutz. It was a chitzonius thing. And in the moment it was taken away, so she fell. So does he have somebody, is the steiging away, kolol in yeshiva, and then he decides it's the right thing for him to leave. Goes out from his girls, goes from Shiva to business, to whatever he may need to do. There's a very big danger when you leave a place that you become part of, which helps you steig, and you leave it. There's a danger that if you haven't internalized the greatness that you steig at the time, so then when you leave it, there can be nothing, because it's not part of you. Orpah steig to Naomi, but never became part of her. So therefore, when Naomi went, she fell. So they call that binazmanin. A Jewish man, you're learning hard and comes to be as bad, suddenly you're out of his girls, and that's it, and it's all lost. It's a very important message that Orpah was close to Naomi, so she was on a higher madrega, but when Naomi went, because it wasn't part of her, she fell. Chaim Finlander talks about the danger of when a person gets into a matter of behola. He says sometimes a person goes to a situation of confusion, of unsettledness. He said, what happened was with Orpah is that she was steiging, she had left Naomi, an opportunity of becoming part of Klal Yisrael, and then suddenly she walked away and she was out of it. A whole transition was a huge change in her life. She had been living a certain lifestyle of her for many years, and now there was a new change. When this change, a person, if he's not careful, can fall very, very rapidly. Over here, she had the opportunity to change. The opportunity, she went through a change, and instead of remaining where she was, the change confused her completely.
It's also an important, it's another aspect of what went through with Orpah. That what happened was she went through a change, but when the change happened, she wasn't able to take control of herself. So that a person goes through a situation which is unbalanced, not his usual situation, he has to remember to keep strong of where he is. I think the strongest aspect of what Orpah went through is as follows. There's a famous word by Sota state that a woman who was a Sota and was found to be innocent, then the halacha is, then the pasuk says, "V'diksav this or zera should have children easily." The Bal Musa will talk about the fact, why should she have children easily? At the end of the day, she was over nichild. And the answer is because even though she was nichshol, she was able to stop herself from falling further. The Chofetz Chaim talks about this. He says, one of the reasons why people are often nichshol in Lashon Hara is because they're nichshol before. Because Lashon Hara is very, very difficult, and people are often nichshol already, so that they give up on the whole Musaf of Lashon Hara altogether. They think to themselves, Lashon Hara is not something which I can deal with, because I spoke Lashon Hara yesterday, so I don't want to speak Lashon Hara today, well, what am I going to gain? I don't want to speak Lashon Hara another time. This way of thinking, of giving up, is a terrible, he says, this is a very powerful krach which the Yetzirah has. He says, sometimes a person goes through half of Shmud Esra, and suddenly realizes he hasn't davened at all with Kavanah. And he wants to start davening with Kavanah. But what happens is, the Yetzirah says to him, hey, what are you doing? You've already missed half. Well, what are you going to try to happen right now? It's a very important krach that a person has to have, that when he's done something wrong, and he's in a situation where he's gone wrong, to be able to stop himself from falling further. As much as we want to become like Rus, we have to remember the danger of not becoming like Orpah. Orpah, the Maisa, was in a situation where she started doing the right thing, and then she made a mistake. She should have carried on with Naomi, but she didn't. And when she made the mistake, she lost it completely. Completely lost it. She went and became the Shanta, she became Zona. That is something we have to be careful of as well. That even in situations, the Moshe, where we're moving out of our place of Steigig, like we moved out of our base of Medrash, or we've gone through a huge Baholo, we've gone through a huge confusion, or we've already been Nichshal Bechet, we've already done something wrong. We've spoken Lashon Hara, we've done something wrong. After it came, we have to make sure to stop ourselves from falling further. And that is a very powerful kriach. It's a kriach which Chofetz Chaim talks about a few times. It's interesting, Chaim Kafa Zatzal, I remember many times speak about this nekuda. If a person's been nichshol in something, don't say, okay, I was nichshol, that's it, give up on yourself. You must never give up on yourself. You've done something wrong, so fine, I did something wrong. Let's concentrate now, what can I do better now? I remember it's there's a helgash, it's hard to convey. And I was in Gateshead in Shultana. There was a bocher who wasn't well for quite a tkufa. And then, as far as I remember, there was nothing wrong with him. We were thinking, I think it was appendicitis, we weren't sure. So he was in the RVI hospital for quite a long time. So, if I remember, it was about 2 months. So one day I went to visit him in the RVI. And when I walked into the room, he was in the room that had, I think it was about 8 or 10 beds. And I walked into his house and said, hello, how are you? And he was very bitter. And he said to me, you should know that I never knew any pop songs before I moved here. Why should he? Right, why should the person know we came from a nice family? He says, now I can't get him out of my head. There was a television in the corner, hanging. And he said, I'm not in the Madriga where I find that the spot that I have by my bed are that interesting enough to distract me. And the whole time, they go on and they get stuck in my head and I hear and I see all kinds of things. And he was very, very upset about it. And what kind of person says such a thing? Right, sir, this bocher today, this huge town was bocher, isn't that so? Let's say, not a... And his koyach, it's interesting, years later, he said to me, Chaim Kaufman was one who gave him this koyach. He said to him, fine, see, it was all wrong. It doesn't matter, think weiter, what can you do now to correct it?
He told me that Chaim Kaufman said to him that there was a bochur yeshiva, who came to yeshiva, a new yeshiva, Elsbach, and on the first day, he had very bad stomach aches, and he ended up being in the bathroom most of the morning. Chaim Kaufman told him this story. It's interesting. It's for people who are dealing with the Shemitah bochur, the story makes much more sense. It's not easy. Most people who are adults think to themselves, what's going on here? Why would I have terrible stomach aches? And he had missed the whole boarding seder and whatnot, and then there was a Shemitah that had already a ship, Sicha, after the first day. And he never understood the word, because he had no idea what the sugya was. And he came to Chaim Kaufman and said to him that the whole man is gone. And Be'emes, he said, this bochur taka lost the whole man and even more. Because he took it as an attitude. I've done it all wrong. I don't understand what's going on. I don't understand the first sugya. I don't understand the shir. And he gave up on himself. He said, that was his mistake. Yeah, he had a stomachache. Fine, it happens. But the fact that he wasn't able to pull himself up, it's a murdika prayer we have to learn from Orpo. A person can do many, many things wrong. But Orpo teaches us, if you don't stop yourself, where could you end up? The Medrash says, to our chesed, the Medrash says that the reason Rus was called Rus is Melosha Livus, to see. That she saw her mother-in-law. And Orpo was called Oyref, she turned her back to her mother-in-law. And it's a murdik in the Kud over here, that she did tremendous amount of chesed Rus. But the shirish hadava was that she saw what her mother-in-law needed. Unfortunately, most times when we're doing things, we're very, very busy thinking about what we need, what we have to have, what we desire for the future. For a person to be able to look out of himself is a very difficult kriach. But that is the shirish of chesed. There are those who do chesed even while they're thinking about themselves. It's a selfish kind of chesed. It's a story, it's a joke. But there was once a group of Boy Scouts. And what happened was, the leader invited them for an evening meeting, and he said, before we start the meeting, everybody should go and do their daily act of kindness, and come back and tell the group about it. So the church all went out, someone came back very, very shortly afterwards, that helped somebody open the door, something that was very small. Some came back much later, they said that helped clean up a park, they'd done much bigger chesed. One boy came back after half an hour, sweating and hot, tired. So the leader was very, very proud and said, so what did you do? So I helped an old lady cross the street. That's very, very nice. But what took you so long? Why was it so difficult? He said, you think the old lady wanted to cross the street? I pulled her across, kicking and screaming. The person has to do chesed. He's thinking of his own chesed. The Chaznish, in the Munav Ritochan, it's interesting, he says, what is a Baal chesed? What is a Baal chesed? Chaznish says this. There's a person who invites guests, and the guests ending up in somebody else's house, because sometimes this happens, and he's happy that the guests have somewhere to eat. Because he's not thinking about his act of doing his chesed. He's happy because the guests have where to eat. That's the terrace of chesed. If you look through the Gila, it's very, very interesting how many times this comes up again and again. Boaz, instead of offering money to Ruth, what does he say? You should drop for her bundles. Why not just take out your wallet and give himself money? Tell her to give somebody, so I'll feel good about it. This way, if I drop the bundles, she'll feel that she earned it. And if she feels that she earned it, she'll feel much better about herself. When Rus comes back to Normie after the first day, the Alshav talks about this. And she brings back food, and she says, Es asher osio misovo. The first time she had a meal, he says, La Oshuk, in a long time, because they had walked, they were starving. Finally she had a meal, so she had leftovers. Es asher osio misovo, that's what she left over for being satisfied. When Rus came back to Normie, she said, I was full up. I had nothing to do with the food, therefore I brought it home. It's not saying to Normie, I was hungry, but I knew that you would be even more hungry, and therefore here I saved you some food. She thought of a way of keeping the chesed the way that Normie should feel good about herself. When we talk about chesed, it's important to do chesed in a way that the person themselves feels strong about it. I'll go back to Militar Rus. I used to have this love of Rizal before every Yom Tov. He used to always get up and speak very, very quickly a few nekudas which are important for the Yom Tov. Just say very quickly, there's a shittah that we showed him that going to Mikvah there, Yom Tov is Babi Shabitzvah. We don't pass like that, we pass it only Minik Tov. But they are those who hold that proper mitzvah. So for a person, if you can, should. There's a din on Shavuos, Erev Shavuos, especially not to do. Nice, this is Shabbos anyway for Zeren, for operations. You shouldn't do it. One shouldn't do an operation ever on Erev Yom Tov, especially Erev Shavuos if one can. One should be very careful on the night of Shavuos when one's drinking coffee and things like that, eating and learning how to be brochas. People are not so chish about brochas. A person sometimes be for 2-3 hours. He has a coffee, and then half an hour, a cup of Coke or something, or water. And he has to be chishish. He doesn't need to make a new shahako, does not make a new shahako. The halacha is a copy. The basic halacha, if you go outside the marshal, if you have a cup of coffee, you go outside for 2 minutes for fresh air, you have to take a new bracha when you come in. If you give up, if you decide you're not drinking anymore, and then suddenly you do drink more, you have to take a new bracha. It's a big mikshol, unfortunately. There's a lot of, like, long time. First, has to be careful with the brachas. There's a person who goes to bed after Alois has to make sure there's somebody to wake him up for Shabbos, before Shalach and Mishokan Och. A person is not allowed to go to bed after Alois unless there's somebody who's going to wake him up for Shabbos. There's no Hamapil if you go to bed after. Most people go to bed after Alois, even those who don't say Hamapil. There's no Bracha of Hamapil if you go to bed after Alois. There's the Peligoyitz talks about that Shavuos is a time of sugal to daven for atzlocha in Torah. It's atzlocha in Torah. It's the time of the year to daven for oneself and for one's children to have atzlocha in Torah. There's an interesting segula, the Rabbi Yashiv used to mention it, but it's brought down by Chaim, that by Matan Torah states that everybody got better, all illnesses got completely better by Matan Torah. And every year, as I'm sure you've heard, we go through Matan Torah, we go back to the same moment. It's not shy, we remember what happened in the past, but we're reliving it. So if a person is mechadon for a four, joined when he listens to the Aser Sadivros, it's brought down, it's a tremendous spiller for a four shlema, because the person is now going through the same moment. There's what the Kudda, which we had in Dafayomi very recently, is that the Gemara in Kiddushin, the end of Kiddushin says, Sakva the Shato Riglo. The Rambam brings it down by Arichus that the breaking, the danger of the year is Yom Tov. We think that Yom Tov, Abaya came along and said that you want to know where the year gets destroyed is through Yom Tov. And the Rambam talks about the fact that in Yom Tov a person eats a lot, socializes a lot, and there's a big chashash for creatures. Many times we would come to the shul, stand outside, lavish. And they're going outside with all the Yom Tov clothes. The person has to be chayshish at the end of the day. Sakva teshat teriglov. Rabban writes that based on mechuyev to be minded, to show him guards, to walk around and to make sure that there's no fetus in any way. The Ebbers, I mentioned it. It's very, very important. The person has to be very chayshish. Afterwards, people think about fetus as going, there is a lot of fetus and going through town and places like that. But the endless, when a person socializes with close, like sisters-in-law and cousins, over Yom Tov, he says in some ways that could be much more dangerous. Because the Yitzhar often goes for something which a person has more of a shaykhus to than for something which is very, very distant. A person thinks that he's safe. It's nice to sack with the shatter of Iklop, a person has to be very careful. And it's interesting because a lot of the lessons of Rus are about tznius. Rus was the dmus of tznius. I would say a very, very decent word from Odessa, which as far as I'm aware has not been written down anywhere because it's the Piyash Shmur. But Odessa's word, a very, very nice word to us. That we know that Rus was the demus of Tznius, go through the Megillah, tremendous Piyach at Tznius that she had. It's very decent because at the end of the day, she was the one who went down to Boaz in the middle of the night. And the Kashi we have is with the Yaakov Vinu as well. Titin Emes the Yaakov. What was the middle of Yaakov Vinu? Emes. Emes. Yet from all the others, we see the Chayra more sheker from Yaakov than more than the Roman Yitzchok. He's the one who has to deal with stealing the brachas, and he says that the Eitz of Echecha, he says it in a way which is close to the truth. With the Yilavod, he has to be careful how he has to behave. I thought he's the big of Emes, it's an Emes to Yaakov. So Destin said a very, very nice word. He says every Middah, there's two Chalokim. There's the binyan of the Middah, there's the creation of the Middah, and there's the Pu'ula of the Middah. The Moshav, a person wants to learn to be organized. Seder. Seder is one of the most important middahs a person can have. So he makes sure to get up at a certain time every day, to keep his house organized, to keep his schedule organized, to keep his desk organized. So he's building the middah. How do we know if he's got the middah? So the test as follows. That if he's forced into a situation of complete disorganization, and he's still able to maintain some sort of Seder, that is a way that he was created in the middah of Seder.
Suddenly he has to fly off to Etzor for Simcha, whatever, for the Lord, for Etzor. And he's not in his normal schedule, but he's still able to maintain, gets up the same time for Shachas to Etzor as well. That means the ability to keep the middah when everything's going against it, that shows you have the middah. Everything can be Masudah in a normal routine, but be Masudah when it's against the routine. Anybody can be Tzadua in this easy situation. The Koyach of Rus, that's what Yaakov do first. Titit Emes to Yaakov. The Koyach of Yaakov's Emes is when he was forced to be the aggressor, massive of Sheker, he was still able to be Emesdik. He's still able to save his love with his father. He was still able to keep the Emes in the massive Sheker. Rus, in the worst Koyach of Pritzus, was able to, Uforastoch Lofecho Ala Mosecho, she was able to speak to Boaz in the most wonderful Surah of Tznius. And that's an important message, is that a person has to be kind of a middah, that he has to be then ready to use the middah, even when it's very, very difficult, even when it's at the most challenging time. It's interesting that, so well done, a very, very nice word, that where a person often feels that at least a person shouldn't feel like it's a person, sometimes a woman may say to herself that if I behave in the less realistic way, then at least I'll gain their attention. It's a good way for me to find friends, for shidduch. There's all kinds of etalium that a person can think of to be lack of tzadistic, lack of a lot of not etalium, a lot of reasons that a person may want it. Rus was chosen to be the shidduch of Boaz. How did it all start off the very first time? Was because of her tzadis. The way she behaved with tzadis was over the tzuma slave of Boaz. It's a medical message. A person thinks to himself that if I behave, at least I'll gain the Ulabahaza. It's faket. It's only because she did what Shvuch wanted that she had that Saturday Shabbat. A person thinks to himself, if I behave with this thing, it's going to be more difficult, it's going to be more stressful. No, faket. The ikat slach, the ikat simcha of a person to have is that we should to keep the way that Shvuch said we should. שוב זה כתב יום צה which is the kedusha of the
tower. Oh, please. Yeah, yeah.